From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Here we are. Easter just around the corner. I know you're like, it's a couple weeks. Yeah, you'll turn around. It'll be here. And Worshiping the Word and the team there with Pastor Robert Morris, they've put together a Passion Week devotional free of charge, no cost to you. All you need to, well, it costs you a little bit of time. You just need to log on to klyt.fm or go to our Facebook page. That's at facebook.com/KLYT883. It's pinned to the top of our feed there. Click on the Worship and the Word Passion Week devotional banner, and you just sign up for it, and they send it out to you. And it's to use during that Passion Week, April 2nd through the 8th, leading up to Resurrection Sunday. Speaking of which, we're going to be back at the stadium this year, at University Stadium, 7 a.m., to hear the message, The Heist, from Skip Heitzig. There'll also be music, of course, with the Calvary Worship Team and special music guests Stars Go Dim and Garrett Hornbuckle. Translations provided that morning in Spanish and for the deaf. It'll be live on YouTube and Facebook. All the details about Easter, Good Friday, the egg drop, the everything. And I mean the Easter egg drop with the Easter bunny in a hot air balloon. Find out all about that at calvarynm.church, including registration for the Vitalant Blood Drive. And they do ask that you pre-register. They will do walk-up at the Good Friday service as far as being able to donate blood. But it's really best if you can pre-register for that. All the details about Easter, Good Friday, everything, calvarynm.church. All right, let's get to our first guest today. Dennis Popper is in studio. Dennis has been doing ministry of all different kinds throughout the years that I've known you, Dennis. What, at least a couple decades?
Yeah.
Dennis is here today to talk about New Mexico Men of Honor and nmmenofhonor.com, before I forget, is the website. That's nmmenofhonor.com. Dennis, let's assume someone's listening that they've never heard of Men of Honor. What would you tell them?
Well, we are a sister ministry of New Mexico Praise. Brian Allred started that a few years ago, and Richard Mansfield, Church of New Beginnings, he is now running that New Mexico Praise. But that's where we come from.
And that's P-R-A-Y-S.
Exactly. So they got, I think 140, 150 churches together to pray for each other and pray for our nation, for our state, for our cities, for our communities, for our churches.
The body of Christ.
That's right. So that's what they were about. And so we are just a men's ministry to just have four events a year, and we'll bring in a special speaker. We like to bring in pastors here around the city to come to different churches, and we invite everyone to come that just wants to hear some worship and listen to a message, and then we'll have discussions after message.
It really is a parachurch organization that's designed to equip the body of Christ to come together to worship Him, to pray together, to grow together.
Yes.
It's not connected to any specific ministry other than New Mexico Men of Honor. Really.
That's right. And we're not trying to pull guys away from churches. We're trying to push guys into churches. Yeah. In fact, the verse that we is our one that we stand on is Ephesians 4:4-5. Is there is one body, one spirit, just as you were called to that one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. So that's what that's our verse that we stand on and that we build our ministry around. So we try to funnel guys into getting together. Hearing men sing together is a really cool treat. I know that some guys remember Promise Keepers. They had 70,000 people, men.
Stadium events.
So listening to that, Amazing Grace being sung by 70,000 men was amazing. But I felt like that was the closest thing to see what heaven sounded like that I'm ever going to hear.
Just a tease. Yeah. Well, listen, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Dennis Popper with New Mexico Men of Honor, and we've let you know a little bit about the organization. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll let you know about what's happened at some of the past events and let you know about the next event on the calendar, which, you know, like Easter, Dennis, we're going to turn around. It's going to be here.
Yeah.
It's not that far off. So make sure to stay tuned. We'll get to the details on that with Dennis Popper, New Mexico Men of Honor, right after the break on ABQ Connect.
Living in New Mexico means living alongside flying insects and other pests that creep and crawl. Organic Pest Control NM combats these pests in homes and offices to create an inside-outside perimeter. They use essential oils along with other products as part of considering the safety of kids and pets while solving pest issues. A Christian, family-owned and operated company servicing Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Rio Rancho while supporting KLYT. Organic Pest Control NM, OPCNM.com.
John Chitwood of Southern Boulevard Automotive.
Technology. We try to keep up with it like our lives depend on it. For us at Southern Boulevard Automotive, it's automotive technology. It's a fact that vehicle technology changes and gets more complicated year to year. That's why our technicians are always learning to keep our heads wrapped around the technology. I say that to contrast it with that which our lives do depend on, and that's God's Word. The Bible has not changed, and yet how many of those listening to the sound of my voice can say that they completely have their heads wrapped around it? King David understood the primacy of God's Word. Just read Psalm 119. The Apostle Paul understood it. That's why he admonished Timothy and told him to study God's Word to show himself approved. There are a lot of technologies of the past that do not apply today, but not so with God's Word. What applied then applies now. I have never met anyone who regretted studying and reading God's Word.
Thank you, John Chitwood and Southern Boulevard Automotive. 892-2300. 892-2300.
CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque Executive Director Paula Gonzalez.
Children are under attack. We got to pay attention to what's going on in our state. It is up to us to be that voice for those that cannot speak for themselves. And so we want to be that voice for them.
CareNet's no-cost services include pregnancy testing, ultrasounds, STI testing, after-abortion care, and more. They receive no government funding. Find volunteer and donation information at carenetabq.com.
Here's a hotspot with some encouragement for you today.
If Jesus is all you've got, it's because Jesus is all you need. Human beings are incomplete until they come to Christ. Jesus makes you complete. You are complete.
Complete.
In Him.
Amazing.
Keep it coming, Skip.
I have Jewish friends who have given their lives to Jesus, and they have an interesting way of describing their life. They say, I am a completed Jew. Their terminology.
What a great perspective. And it's not just for Jewish people, is it, Skip?
And if you are a believer this morning and somebody's saying, yeah, well, I'm glad you're a Christian, but, you know, you need this and you need that. Listen, you are complete in Jesus Christ. You need to hear that message. You're complete in Him.
To get Skip's teaching right on your Alexa-enabled device, just ask Alexa to play Connect with Skip Hyten.
Connect with Skip Hyten.
And hear verse-by-verse teaching wherever you go.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Okay, here's what you need to remember. New Mexico Men of Honor. Dennis Popper is in studio with us. And Dennis, New Mexico Men of Honor purposes to have an event just about each quarter of the year.
Right.
And we already had one this year. How did that go?
Yeah, it was great. We had a beast feast. What we had was it was more of like for hunters.
Yeah.
And that community. But, you know, we invited whoever wanted to come.
To theme it that way. Everyone was welcome.
Yeah.
What was the turnout like?
It was great. We had over a couple hundred guys there, and it was at New Beginnings Church. We had Justin Gibbons from Idaho. He has a ministry called Limitless Outdoors, and, man, he is reaching thousands of people in the hunting community.
Yeah.
And I'm actually connected with him in discipling, so I'll get emails from guys that are interested in hearing more about what it is to follow Christ. So
when are you doing your hunt?
So what? When am I doing my hunt?
With Justin.
Oh, yeah. That's a great one. I hope that happens. But he hunts in Alaska a lot of times. Yeah. And yeah, he go see him on YouTube. Pull up Limitless Outdoors. And
now I was at the first Beast Feast, which you didn't make because you were sick.
I had COVID.
Yeah. Yep. I did get to see that video. It's something else to see what Justin does. But his love for the Lord and willingness to share, what it means to be a Christian man.
Yeah.
I think it's just a great opportunity, which we're going to see coming up in the spring here. You've got something on the calendar.
Yeah, so May 5th, we're going to have another event, and it'll be at Grace Church Outreach. Mm-hmm. So we're...
Rio Rancho.
That's right. And we're excited about that. They have an event center there. We'll have a sit-down meal and then listen to worship and a teaching and then discussion.
I just love to see, I'm aware of Grace Church, and they've done great outreach for... a while.
I mean,
they've been in this community, as has the venue for your last event.
Yep.
New Beginnings Church.
New Beginnings Church, with Richard Mansfield.
Yep. And it's just great to see. And, it's so key what you said from Ephesians. If we won't read it again, but Ephesians 4:4-5, kind of the spirit, a good part of the mission of New Mexico Men of Honor to see the church, Christians come together as a community, a full community in here in Albuquerque, here in New Mexico.
We need unity more than ever before, right?
Yeah, we really do.
Oh, boy.
We really do. Spiritually, obviously, as Christians, we need it. We need to see... communities finding things they can agree on to get work done to better our community. And it's actually exactly what New Mexico Men of Honor is doing. If you go to the website, it's going to be there. It's not there now, but they're working on getting it posted. We wanted to get it on the air, and we'll be talking about it to make sure you guys know where to go and when to go to Grace Outreach in Rio Rancho on Cinco de Mayo, May 5th.
Right.
It's an easy way to remember.
Yeah.
But the details will be posted at nmmenofhonor.com. We got a few minutes, Dennis. Let's talk a little bit more about the ministry and why you feel it's important to bring men and pastors together from all these different churches. I mean, unity. Is there any other thoughts on that?
Well, what is the evil one trying to do in our community around us? He's trying to pit us against each other, right?
Yeah.
What kind of things that Jesus wanted to do when he came? He was bringing people together of all different types of walks. And so that is needed more than ever, like I mentioned. I have never seen such a need for just one guy to get with another guy and share his journey and pray over him. That is so needed, and discipleship right now. So we're just trying to get guys together. Hey, share a number and get together.
And accountability.
Yes.
We often talk about it when we talk about men's ministries, how important it is, guys, to find that guy that you can kind of bear all to without judgment be held accountable, though, and be encouraged to draw closer to the Lord. We are just about out of time, but I do want to make sure, Dennis, we mention it one more time. New Mexico Men of Honor. It's nmmenofhonor.com.
Mm-hmm.
And their next event, May 5th, Grace Outreach in Rio Rancho. You had the Beast Feast kind of, your theme towards the hunters. Is this one already got a theme, or is it just let's get together, worship the Lord?
Yeah, one in spirit.
Yeah.
One in spirit is what our theme's going to be, and we're excited.
All right, looking forward to it. And we'll have to make sure to let the men in the community, we'll continue to talk about it on the air
awesome.
As it draws near.